to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Hi, y'all. And good morning. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question is a doozy. It is for those men and women who finally want to throw the intruder out of their lives, the devil himself, and all of his little demons. Is for you, those who want to know themselves, not for those who don't want to know. You have a right to be in your misery. Stay there and suffer and continue to be fascinated with evil. But for those who want to overcome, it's for you. Why do you love whom or what you hate? Why do you love whom or what you hate? Why? Why? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you are, you got to get up and run around and do something, you would love to sit and watch the show, but you got to be moving about for right now, because we are on around the world, so different time zone for different people. So you got to do something. And you would love to still listen to the show. You can. You can podcast, but you can listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee.com/JLP talk. Buy me a coffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. So it's Wednesday, and the third hour of Wednesday is manhood hour, rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. And then but the first 2 hours of the show on Wednesday is to show our love for the blacks. We love the blacks. And so the first 2 hours of the show is for black excellence. That was then when I was growing up. Under the Jim Crow law. See how nice it was? And this is
what's
now.
What's wrong with the black?
It blows my mind how black people go in everybody else's business and bully them.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I'm on your ass, Jesse.
What the?
Come on, Coon.
Hey, Tony. My mirror flew about to come off.
I think you've pretty much pissed off everybody.
He black. Amazing. A spiritual battle. It's not physical at all. It's good versus evil, right versus wrong. And evil does not want to let you go. It doesn't want to let you go in your emotions, your thoughts and emotions, imagination. And it doesn't want you to let you go inside of other people who try to keep you in hell with them. They don't want to let you go because as long as you're in hell with them, you are going to support them. And they're going to constantly work overtime to make you believe that evil is real. Evil is real, and it's not. It has no power. It has no authority or anything. And so you can kick it out of your house, your psychological, emotional mind, anytime you really want to. But you got to recognize, by getting to know yourself, you got to recognize what it is. You must recognize the voice of evil, the voice of the devil, who is pretending to be God by keeping you in the past, illusion, but in the past and in the future, by telling you that tomorrow will be better. Tomorrow things will be better. And that's a lie. First of all, there is no tomorrow. And secondly, why aren't you happy right now? Why are things better right now, in this very moment? Not tomorrow, not yesterday, right now. So it set you up to tell you, well, tomorrow, next year, next month, when I get that job or when I get married or when I get this, things are going to be better. It lies to you. And then if you do get married or you get a job or you get that, you're still miserable. And then it laughs at you. And then you cry. What a mess, huh? But you can kick it out. Evil is like an intruder that, or a family member that you let come visit for 2 weeks. And they're like, oh, I just want to visit for 2 weeks. And then the 2 weeks go by, they're still there. And now you're feeling all agitated and emotional and mad. And you want to tell them to leave, but you don't want to hurt their feelings. Because that's your family member. That's your mama. How you going to tell your mama to leave? And now she's sitting around your house eating up all your sweet potato pie while you're at work. All your meatloaf. You go home at night after a long day at work thinking you're going to sit back and have some meatloaf and sweet potato pie. Mama ate it up. And you're like, what the? Why is she still here? She's still there because you haven't told her to leave. Or a family member, a friend, or whatever. You didn't tell them to leave. Evil is like that. You don't tell it to leave. You let it make a home in you and stay in you. Well, you couldn't help it as a kid. It made a home in you. But as an adult, you let it stay there and develop a bad relationship. It caused you to be so susceptible to outer influence and inner influence. Hey, have you ever been susceptible to outer influence?
Oh, yeah.
Can you think of an example?
Arpaio. I used to think that Arpaio was bad.
Bad?
Sheriff Joe Arpaio.
Yeah. I always thought he was tough.
Right.
He reminded me of the old school. Have you ever, like, gotten a good rest at night? You worked out over the weekend, got a good night rest. And then you go to visit someone or go to work, and somebody say, oh, you look tired. And all of a sudden, you just feel like you look tired. You're like, oh, do I really? Oh, I'm so tired.
Oh, yeah.
And you ain't tired at all, but you became suggestible.
Well, I don't know if I felt tired from somebody saying I look tired, but I have been. People can say anything and it mess with my head. Well, could. It used to. I threw it out. Just now.
Have you ever been suggestible, Uncle Baby?
Suggestible? Never. I mean, I love listening to music and I get sad, I get happy. Suggestible? No. I don't know how I can finagle that into a joke, but you guys got great examples.
Have you ever like been working out and you thought you looked really good, and then you see someone you haven't seen in a while, or your girlfriend mad at you? Not that your girlfriend get mad at you,
of course.
And then she like first thing she said, "You fat," and you start looking around.
Okay, that's a good one. Now, not that specific.
You start looking in the mirror to see if you're fat. All that time you thought you were not fat.
That's so funny. Yeah, I could definitely feel fat.
Suggestibility. And now you're mad at the fat. What a mess, huh? Throw evil out of your mind and throw it out of other people by ignoring them. Don't resent them. They cannot help themselves. But your problem is with you, not with anyone else. It's inside of you. Throw the devil out. And the signs of evil pretending to be you or from God, anytime you feel angry or anytime you feel some type of uneasy feeling, whatever the uneasy feeling is, or some form of emotions, instead of going along with it, you go like, you can even say out to yourself, "What the?" Be aware of it and kick it out. Shock it. Don't go along with it. Shock the devil by saying no and say it real loud. No! Get out of here, evil. And he will have to leave. You, men and women of all races, you can overcome evil if you understand it has made a home in you, but in your body, in your mind and body, but it's not you. But you got to pay attention to you. And stop throwing stones at other people and pay attention to you. And then love was right first, along with nothing else or no one else. Nothing, no material thing or anyone else. Put that first, and then love your neighbor, your enemy, as yourself. But you got to keep the devil out of you. And when you truly understand that you were possessed and it was never you, I don't care what has happened, it was never you. When you can understand that you were possessed, that you're not in control, you ain't going to be in control, you can't be in control, and you've been lying to, that thing lied to you until you're in control, and other people lie to you too. But when you can admit, it's not me. I got to forgive. I got to stop judging. I got to even stop judging myself. When you can see that clearly, you can throw him out of your life, out of your imagination, and out of your thoughts, out of your emotions. Emotions are evil. I saw an advertisement for, I guess it's upcoming Easter or maybe Christmas, or about Jesus, about Mary, Jesus' mama, Mary. And I saw it on, it was advertised on one of the networks I was watching, and so it came up, and they were promoting it. And they had Jesus talking to Mary, his mama. Oh, man, it makes you want to cry for Jesus. Hey. They showed Jesus looking at Mary like this, Mary right there in front of him. He like, "Mother, it's all because of you." It's all because of you. And then they embrace. Jesus don't speak that way. Because Jesus knows it's not because of Mary. It was because of God that he existed. But they're making Mary like a god. like she was everything.
Yeah, they're making Jesus like Tupac.
Yeah. Everywhere you look around, they're turning men into water and women into wine. Even in the Christian world, mother, it's all because of you. I was like, what the? Jesus told mother to get out of here. Oh, and they showed another scene where it looked like, I've not seen it, so it may not be this, okay? It may not be what it is. But remember when Jesus was in there, they went to Mary and what's her husband's name, Joseph?
Yes.
And Jesus went on this trip, and while they were, I guess they went to Jerusalem somewhere, but so Joseph and Mary were like doing their thing, and Jesus ventured off into one of the little synagogues there, and he was studying or so with some of the men that were there. And Mary looked around, and Jesus was not around. And she's like, where is Jesus? And she freaked out. And she went running and looking for him. And they found him, and she in this, hanging out with the men in the synagogue. And Mary said, Jesus, what are you doing? And Jesus like, I'm doing my Father's business, something like that. And if you were of the Father, you would be doing this business too. Leave me alone, woman. But in this scene, they got them meeting up and hugging and crying and carrying on. I'm like, uh-uh. What a mess, huh? Mary was only a oven that had never had any baking cooking done inside the oven. It was still new, according to the scripture. And so Jesus used Mary's oven because it had never been used before. And he put the bread, Jesus, into the oven. It wasn't because of Mary. Mary had nothing to do with it. It was because of God. God put the bread, Jesus, in the oven. And people are worshiping Mary. That movie seems so sick that I wouldn't even dare watch it. They got Mary, Jesus making the water, Mary the wine, turning Jesus into water. How y'all worship Mary? I mean, where's the common sense? You worship everybody but God. What a mess. I understand. You don't have your own mind. You are afraid to be free and be taught by the teacher within. You don't trust that at all. And I think the Bible says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. That's like an unforgivable sin or something like that. To grieve the Holy Spirit. Everybody grieving the Holy Spirit, trusting some physical teacher to teach you. And they can convince you to worship Mary or worship something else. But anyway, I understand. And do what you want to do. You have a right to be lost. You have a right because God gave you this life and you can do whatever you want. You can be worshiping these idol worshipers. You could be, and God tell you, don't even have any idol worship, and you worship Mary. Think about that. But he said, that's fine. Your life is a gift from God. It's a free gift. You can do whatever you want with it. Live in your misery and your illusions, or you can return to the Father, be free, be of love. And most people have decided they want to be idol worshipers. Worship Mary, worship the dripping blood, worship their color, worship their politicians, worship their preachers, worship their money, worship their woman, or worship their man, everything but God. They even want to turn Jesus into God and worship him. anyone but God, they will want to worship. And you can't convince them that they're wrong because they believe it to a lie. So don't judge them and leave them in their misery. Don't judge. And I want to, and this is for the blacks and the whites that I want to play for you. Because these people still push this idea of racism so they can keep you worshiping them by believing that racism is real. And no matter how many years have gone by and what the white man have done and how much he's given up, they still use the word racism because they want to stay in power. And you keep them in power by worshiping the word racism and believing the pushers of racism because you don't want to be free. You, as an adult, don't have to be you anymore, but you want to be it. So you listen to the lies of the imagination and the lies that come from other people to keep you in like a victimhood condition. And I have to tell you, there's nothing worse than a victim and a victim pusher. Pure evil to the core. Because the victim pusher is all about self. And the person, man or woman, that feel that they are, believe that they are victims are about self. And when self want what self want, they don't care. There's nothing that can stop them from getting what they want. I want to give you an example of evil, pushing evil and calling it good for personal gain. And I want you to think about this. Over 70 years have gone by now, give or take, and white people just have given up everything, their own country. White people stop having white babies because they're afraid to be called racist. Or they allowed their women to go be educated, and now she's killing them. Or not having them at all. What a sad way. It's evil. Here's a video from Grok. A video clip from March 26, 2020 says, Minneapolis City Council meeting where a council member, a female by the name of Pearl Warren, speak passionately about her daily experience as a black woman, as a mom, as a black woman. These women use these words to seduce you. You got to overcome words. When you have perfect love, you overcome the world. That means you're not even influenced by words. But as a black woman facing institutionalized racism, another made-up word, something that doesn't even exist. And in 2026, these evildoers are still pushing it, this idea of racism. And unfortunately, the young people have been taught in schools and in homes and places like that, that racism exists. They keep an illusion alive. So this is from Twitchy. Here's the rant before the minute after city council. Watch this from, this lady asking them to take their clothes off if you want to prove racism. What the? Watch this from X.
I wake up every day black. That's something that I have to deal with. It's not a choice. It's not an option. I don't get to take it off. The adverse effects of marginalization and things that I experience being a black woman every day is something that has been perpetuated by institutions of white racism throughout history. But what I won't do anymore, ever again, is tell white folks how to treat me as a black woman. It is not my fiduciary responsibility to remind you of your human right. I still have to fight institutionalized racism in my community and in my home here in the state of Minnesota on a day-to-day basis. If I wanted to sit here and talk about the disenfranchisement of what has happened to black folks here in America, I'd tell everybody to empty their pockets and strip their clothes off. For the cotton that my ancestors picked. The fact that money is made from linen and cotton. I am not disconnected in any way, shape, form, or fashion from anything that is happening to black folks here in America.
That's a black Satan. That's a black devil. Those are the same lies that the devil tells the blacks. Not all, of course, but most in their mind, in their imagination. And telling her the same thing, and she's using it for personal gain. That doesn't even make sense. Can we say Jasmine Cricket? You let these black females into these positions, and I'm a black woman. And she couldn't find a cotton field if she had to. This is evil, folks. That female is evil for influencing young people like that. She look evil, she sound evil, and it's unfortunate that because you haven't overcome evil, you believe it. And these people never going to stop with this kind of stuff until you take control of your own life and stop falling for it. Empty their pocket. Who said empty their pocket? It's their lady, not they. And I'm black. What an evil female, huh? How would you like for that to be your mama, your wife, your sister, your cousin, your aunt? That is pure evil, all lies, but the devil tell you the same lies or different lies, but the same lies in your imagination. The same lies. She goes on to say, ICE is disgusting. And she's been iced her whole life. What a miserable female, right? Watch this from X.
What ICE is doing is disgusting, but I've been iced my whole life. This ain't a choice. This is my life. I woke up like this. I have had to look past and dismiss and have been told as a black woman my entire life about pulling myself up by my bootstraps, and doggone it, that's what I've done.
Hey, I don't even know what to say about this evil woman. Female.
And she's on the Minneapolis City Council. People voted for that.
Right. That's why she's saying this kind of stuff, because you know angry black going to vote for her.
That's crazy.
It's the same thing with the preachers who preach that Mary is wish of Mary. They know that the people are going to fall for it. And so they keep saying that so the people fall for it. Now they got money and everything else from them.
Positive reinforcement.
They're like, no. But it's the same thing. It's no different. There's only one God, and he is above. It's the same lies. What an evil female. It's the same devil that's in her is in you. But you can overcome. You can kick him out of your house, your imagination. 888-77-JESSE. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773. It's a spiritual battle, folks, and you are possessed with evil. Every human being on the planet must be born of the Father. It doesn't matter the color. It doesn't matter what you think the situation is. It doesn't matter how much money you have or don't have. You are possessed. And everyone must be born again. If you want to be free, you must, all who are born of the woman must see that they resent the woman, their mothers, and forgive their mothers and return to the Father, the physical Father first, and then you return to God right here on earth. There's just no way around it. You can do what you want, do it any kind of way you want, wish a Mary, whatever. But it ain't going to get you nowhere. But two hoops and a holler further down into hell. There's only one God. Only one. And you got to love him. And when you love him first, before everything or anything else, then love your neighbor as yourself. Stop playing God. Stop judging. You'll be free. And every human being been traumatized. Coming through that womb of the mother traumatizes you. Every human, it doesn't matter. You can read the Bible till the cows come home. You can go and whatever church day and night. You can sing in the choir or sing in the choir. You can have riches all over the world, much money. But you're still going to be crying at night. You're going to be miserable. There's only one love, and that is the love of God. Anyway, announcement. Announcement, like the videos. Like the videos. We are getting ready to send out another newsletter. We send them out like 3 times a year, I believe. If you'd like a free copy of it at no cost to you, go and sign up now at rebuildingtheman.com/subscribe. Rebuildingtheman.com/subscribe. And if you want counseling, I do counseling by phone, Skype, or in-house counseling, in-person counseling. Go to Rebuilding Cameo. No, I'm sorry. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com. RebuildingTheMan.com for counseling. Or call 800-411-BOND. And I counsel with people around the world. And be patient. Real business, but we get you in as soon and quickly as possible, all right? Let me go to Samson, our first-time caller out of Ohio. Samson, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Samson.
I just want to let you know that I appreciate your show and especially addressing some of the serious issues that are going on here in space.
Samson, are you on a speakerphone or YouTube or something?
I'm on a regular phone.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Speak right into it.
Yeah, I appreciate your show in addressing the real issues that are going on here in the United States, especially with the George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter scenario.
What a mess, huh?
They definitely have lied considerably about the person, what happened, and have definitely used it as sort of a costume to make their so-called movement look legitimate at Derek Chauvin's expense.
And have you noticed that since that incident happened or situation happened, things have only gotten worse in America? They have not gotten better?
I'm on a lot of the different social media apps, and I'm definitely seeing that. Yeah. I'm not seeing any coexistence, racial equality being accomplished. In any case, I'm seeing more and more of an opposite.
What a mess. That's why we got to work on ourselves as individuals so we can overcome the world, because human beings are evil, and in them there is no good. They have no love. Until they return to God, and God love will work through them, but it's only going to get worse. Until it's going to get worse for the people who do not work on themselves to overcome, but for those who work on themselves, it's going to get better for them. You won't have to be affected by it. But we gotta speak up, man, and tell the truth.
I did hear about your interview, so to speak, with the Indisputable Truth individual, and specifically the part where he asked you if you looked at what I believe they call it the George Floyd Accountability Act. I did take a look at that statement myself briefly, and apparently it has been put in place in some places. Ultimately, based on the wording of it, it's not going to better help any community.
No.
In any case, it's going to better help the criminals while at the same time making the system less effective and more dangerous to work.
Evil people don't want to help. It's all about self. It's never about making things better. And the people of the country should not expect that. They don't want to help. They're about themselves. Samson, thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You too, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to your friend, my friend, and the world's friend, Pearl Davis out of Texas. Hey, Pearl.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Amazing. All is well.
Okay, so I had a thought. I kind of wanted to run by you.
Okay.
This is a good thought, though, not a bad thought, I think. You can tell me if it's from the devil or God.
I will.
Okay, so I was thinking about how they always say to protect women and children, and how that's kind of stupid, because women are protected. Like, if I go out on the street, and something happens, the police will take my side. Or if I like report something, if I'm at work to HR, they'll take my side, except like, and so forth. Right.
Yes.
Children, it's kind of the same thing. There's CPS. There's a ton of people wanting to adopt. Right. But you know, who's not protected. It's white guys. They always talk about you have to protect your daughters, but really don't you have to protect your sons? Because your sons are the ones that could have like a false accusation, be thrown in jail for something they didn't do. And so they always say it's like men's job to protect women. And I was thinking, I'm like, isn't it more of women's job to protect men now? Because like women have more power in the society we're in. So like if a guy gets beat by a girl, half the time he can't hit her back because he could get thrown in jail. Like I saw a video the other day of a guy getting his sister to beat his girlfriend's ass for him. Yeah, because he didn't want to get in jail, like hit her back. And I'm not saying to do that, but it's like the concept of they keep saying to protect women and children, but society does that for us. And anyways, it was just a thought I had. And I was kind of curious what you'd say.
You're absolutely right. And what I see happening to men, and especially white men, is pure evil. It is the work of the devil, of evil. And because, Pearl, that men are from God and women is came from the man, but now the women are of the devil until they overcome it. And evil is working through the women, using the women and the weak men to promote evil. What I see happening in this country, I pity those who don't overcome the world, because it's going to get worse. Men represent, they may be beta males or whatever, they've been turned away from the Father, but they represent God. And the women who have not overcome or working on themselves represent Satan. And they are pushing Satan like 90 going north. I just played a video of a woman from Minneapolis City Council, and a black female, and she's talking about every day she had to think about her blackness, something like that. And that she is she's been iced. She's always iced. It's all lies. It's as true, she said. It's all lies. And a female by the name of Pearl Warren out of Minneapolis. Those are lies. And the blacks have been getting away with lies like that. And white people have been, especially white men, have been giving into it. It's only going to get worse, Pearl.
Oh, yeah. That sounds like a woman that's unemployed or has nothing better to do.
And she's lying. She's on the city council. How did she get there? You know what I mean?
But yeah. And sorry, go ahead.
Men got to wake up before it's too late.
Why do you think, I wanted to see, I've noticed something, and I want to see if you've noticed it. With white guys, like, it's almost like they develop a second language that they're speaking if they're married too long, because they're so used to the wife. Like, so the other day, someone asked what I do for a living, and I was like, oh, I hate women. That's my job. And I was kidding, obviously. But the guy who asked me, I could tell he was married because he didn't laugh. Where, like, if a guy's not married, he'll know I'm kidding and laugh at the question. But if he's married, he'll be like, oh, like, you really hate women. And it's like, they're so, like, it's almost like they've been trained in, like, a second language. And I almost wish more white guys would leave their wives, because they're just terrible. They just drag them down.
They are afraid of their wives, because all men marry their mama, and they become the boy, and the wife become the mama, until they overcome their mothers. And so once they get married, they become boys. They're afraid of their wives. And that's why they don't want you saying things like that. They don't know how to handle that, because you're talking about their mama when you're talking about their wives.
Do you ever think the dads, like, I've recently come across people that say, like, I'm wrong because their dad was the villain. Do you think it's always that the mother just was so bad that the dad crashed out? Or do you ever think, like, the dad is, like, the villain? Go ahead.
It's the mother is the villain all the time. All the time. And that's why they marry weak men, because they, even while they're dating, they know, hey, come here for a minute, hey. They know that they are marrying a weak man that they are going to control. And they're going to destroy his children and everything. They already know it before they marry. Women do not marry strong men. They only marry
That's
weak
so
men.
True.
But they prefer a strong man, but they accept the weak man because they wanted to control him. What a mess, Pearl.
Yeah, that is a mess.
Have you heard of Hake, of the Hake Report?
Yeah, I've met him, right?
Yeah, he white. He has a statement about white women who marry black men.
Yeah, what you said about how married men will suddenly turn kind of feminist and not laugh at the obvious jokes and take the side of women reminds me of these white women who marry black men and then they take the side of blacks.
Oh, that's so true. That's so true, actually.
I noticed too that not all, but most, maybe all, but most black women who marry black men, they abuse those men like nothing going on.
The one thing, I did a show where I had guys call in and I said, would you leave your wife if, like, it was like I can't remember what the scenario was. But it was a really bad scenario where the wife was wrong. And the black guys and the Hispanics called in and they were like, yep, I'd leave her. And the white guys called in and they were like, no. And I'm like, the one thing that white guys could learn from black guys and Hispanic men is to leave these bitchy wives. Get some
very
milk.
Very interesting point. Absolutely.
Get some milk. Like, you can't save these kids with these evil women. You can't.
That's right. No way. It's amazing. Pearl, amazing hearing from you.
It's amazing calling in, as usual.
Right on. Anytime. Tell the folks about you, how they can get to your website and listen to your podcast.
You just type in Pearl Davis on YouTube or Twitter or Instagram, and I'll come up.
You have anything coming up anytime new? I mean, anytime soon?
Not really. I just do my call-in show.
Right on.
I'll make it. But you're welcome to call in anytime, Jesse. I think you'd like it.
I will, and I know I will. I will okay. Like it. I've been on there. I would love it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Pearl. Good to hear from you. We'll talk soon.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Anytime. Oh, amazing. Let me go to Earl. Earl, our first time call out of Texas. Earl, you are on the air.
Jesse, the biblical question.
Why do you love whom or what you hate?
Because I like to stay in my hell, but I'm trying to get out of my hell.
Amazing. I appreciate that. I put my two cents in on Sunday.
And another question is, remember Earl and T?
Yeah, Earl.
Whatever happened to those two?
I don't know. They just stopped calling. I don't know. I don't know, man. I have no idea. Amazing. Let me ask you a quick question. So what now?
Do you think Hake knows what happened?
Do you hate?
I do not know.
So, Earl, why don't you come out of your hell? What's holding?
Because what's keeping
you?
It's uncomfortable. Like, it's extremely hard to live outside of hell.
How do you know if you've never done it?
Because the righteous path is too difficult.
What do you mean by that?
You have to stay without sins.
How old are you?
20.
Have you forgiven your mother?
No.
Why not?
Why should I? Like,
if you want to come out of your, if you want to come out of your hell, you have to forgive her for putting
you. How do you know that I have to forgive my mother?
Because every human being does, but you don't have to. If you love your misery, as you said, if you love your hell, you don't have to forgive it. You can just stay in it.
Oh, have you ever stayed in your misery?
A long time, buddy. I finally got sick of it, and I came out. But thank you, Earl. You stay in it until you're ready to come. I'm running out of time. I don't want to convince anyone to come out of the hell. Stay in it. You have a right. Super chat.
Yesterday, C-Dell 87M. Became a Jesse Lee Peterson Show member on the Jesse Lee Peterson YouTube.
Thank you, C-Dell. I appreciate it.
And Kale yesterday said, we all want to buy some Jesse dolls, Hassan's action figure. Jesse, get somebody on that. You'll make us happy and Bond happy.
I will. Thank you. And I appreciate you keep reminding me. And we will.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Torrents are amazing. Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you. Amazing.
That was over on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. And where Ryan I also said,
what's amazing? What was amazing?
He just said amazing. Thank you, Jesse.
Oh, right on. Thank you.
Thank you, Torrents.
Yeah, thank you, Torrents.
Ryan I, American flag and church.
Right on. Check out the fellowship. It's amazing. Rebuilderdemand.com/church. Amazing.
Jimmy, five coffees for Don Yale from church. The anger episode wanted to add that the ego is there to protect identities and our chosen gods. It seems she elevated the heirlooms to a god. That's why she was so angry when the god was taken possibly to Mexico. Take it as a lesson that she has elevated the heirlooms to a level to a god, says Jimmy.
Repeat that now.
Don Yale.
That's from Don Yale?
Yeah, for Don Yale.
Oh, for
Jimmy
Don Yale.
Said this message for Don Yale from church, who had that hissy fit.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Be over her heirlooms being taken when she told 20 times not to take the heirlooms.
Oh, okay. I remember now from Sunday.
Yeah.
One thing about Danielle, she's working on it, so she doesn't give up. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing. Thank you, Jimmy, right?
Yep.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Jessica from Texas answered to the biblical question.
Why do you love whom or what you hate?
Same reason we love our hell. We love the thrills that feed the ego, says Jessica.
Thank you, Jessica. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Very nice. And I think, let me just double check. Oh, yeah. Chris from chat, been a member for 9 months, says amazing.
Amazing. Thank you, Chris.
Half Black Tony. Hey, Jesse, thanks for the copy of From Rage to Responsibility. You signed it, and now I keep it on me. Have a great day, Jesse and crew.
Amazing. Thank you. My books are amazing. Check them out at RebuildingTheMan.com or JesseLeePeterson.shop or RebuildingTheMan.stores. Amazing. Thank you.
RebuildingTheMan.com/stores.
RebuildingTheMan.com/stores.
Half Black Tony's been a member for 2 months, says, yeah.
Thank you. Amazing.
The Observer of Thoughts says, amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. I do believe, I could be mistaken, that's all for now.
Nice. Amazing. Thank you. I want to just remind y'all, I am not trying to convince anybody to forgive anyone, including mama, stay in your misery, because I know for sure and without a doubt, most people love their misery. They don't want out. And you have a right to stay in your hell, your sadness, your loneliness, your fears, your doubts, your jealousy, your strife, your envy, your revengeful nature, your past or your future. You have a right to stay there, and no one have a right to judge you for it or even try to make you come out of it. Stay there. Amazing. I got to take a quick break. The hate news is coming right now. 2 more hours to go. When I come back, straight to your calls and your super chats. Back in a moment. The hate news, not the fake news, but the hate news. Back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
some serious mess going on in this here old world. Far left AP says that there is a controversial order from our greatest president Trump directing the creation of a national voter list. And his prediction that attacks on Iran could be done within a few weeks, 2 to 3 weeks, I think. And a judge has halted the White House ballroom construction, says Congress has to approve it. What a mess, huh? Ridiculous. It's already torn down. Just finish the thing. The world, silly judges. And anyway, it is April Fool's Day. Shout out all the fools and shout out April. It is time for to pay the rent or to collect rent or pay your mortgage or collect mortgage or whatever. Nice. And also tonight, y'all, at sundown is the beginning of Passover. Exciting stuff. And this Sunday is Easter Sunday. This Friday is Good Friday. We will be here for church on Easter Sunday at the Jesse Lee Church with Jesse Lee Peterson at Bond and the radio show on Good Friday as normal. Is the plan, man. Commie Nonsense Network CNN reports that NASA appears to be on the cusp of sending a crew to the moon for the first time since the 1970s, more than 50 years ago, something like that. The current target of Artemis II's liftoff is a two-hour launch window that starts at 6:24 p.m. Eastern Time. That would be 3:24 p.m. Pacific Time today, right after the Punchy TV, which is happening today, P-U-N-C-H-I-E TV. So make sure you do tune in to Punchy TV, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. And after that, maybe they'll do that launch, the Artemis II things with those NASA astronauts, Reed Wiseman, Victor Glover, Christina Koch, K-O-C-H, along and Canada Space Agency astronaut Jeremy Hansen will board the Orion spacecraft atop the Space Launch System rocket and accelerate to space from 0 to 500 miles an hour in just 2 seconds. And they'll be going faster than 500 miles an hour. I heard they're going to be going 17,000 miles an hour, if I remember correctly, hearing on listening to the news, the radio news on the drive in this morning. 17,000 miles an hour, but they're going 500 miles an hour from 0 to 500 in just 2 seconds. That's a lot of G's, right? Is that G-force? I don't know. Anyway, a few hours later, Orion will separate from the rocket, if all goes to plan, right? And giving the crew a chance to pilot the spacecraft manually. Wow, cool. And I'm doing a steering wheel thing. I don't know if that's what they use. They won't touch down to the lunar surface, though. They're going the 10-day mission to loop around the moon. Is it also known as orbiting around the moon? Not sure. Maybe just go once. They won't touch down on the lunar surface. The landing will have to wait. All right? And you can find out why by looking into it. Anyway, exciting stuff. Trump is intent on getting rid of this birthright citizenship stuff so much that he's the first sitting president, at least that we know of, that the news knows of anyway, to sit in on Supreme Court oral arguments today. There will hear oral arguments today on President Donald J. Trump's executive order attempting to end automatic birthright citizenship. That's when people who are born here automatically are anchor babies. They're automatically so-called citizens. He's going to get rid of that. The constitutional so-called guarantee, 14th Amendment, that anyone born in the United States is a citizen, which is an oversimplification because you have to be subject to the jurisdiction of the United States. And if you're illegal or if you're a foreigner, you're not subject to the jurisdiction so much. The case comes more than a year after the Trump signed that order, and he has since repeatedly argued the right was originally intended for the babies of slaves. All right? After the Civil War and should know, or the slaves themselves, after the Civil War, the freed slaves, and should no longer apply to these foreigners who come in here and have babies. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Hour 2. ¶¶
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what's been wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Manhood Hour's coming up in the next hour. You can get involved right now by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question is a doozy. Why do you love whom or what you hate? Why do you love whom or what you hate? Why do you love whom or what you hate? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show, JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you got to run around, make breakfast, lunch, or dinner, or whatever, anywhere in the world, different time zone, you can podcast if you just can't sit and watch it and listen to it on your phone. You can podcast and still listen as it is happening while running around doing whatever you're doing on your phone, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee at JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Wednesday. The first 2 hours of the show is Black Excellent Wednesday. This is Black Excellence. What's wrong with the blacks?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. Nobody can actually know.
There is no love in the blacks.
Everybody hates us.
No.
Not all, but most.
Right. So that's what's wrong with the blacks.
That's what's wrong with the blacks.
I love the black. Love and don't hate. Love your enemies. I want to know what you all think about this. Really. Pay attention. Watch this. This is from NBC News. A Tuskegee men's basketball coach, a guy by the name of Benji Taylor, filed a civil lawsuit Friday seeking more than $1 million in damage from a rival Morehouse College and two campus cops who detained him after a disturbance during a post-game handcuff. Watching from WVTM.
The incident at Morehouse College, where a Tuskegee University basketball coach was put in handcuffs, is now the subject of a lawsuit. Following the game on January 31st, Coach Benji Taylor spoke to an officer about removing some Morehouse College students acting aggressively towards his players. That's when the officer placed the coach in handcuffs and escorted him off the court. The exchange was caught on cell phone video. No charges were filed against the coach. The Taylor has filed a civil rights lawsuit for over $1 million against Morehouse and two police officers only identified as R. Clark and M. Roberson.
I believe this was a situation where a power trip officer, young officer, who was caught in the moment, maybe as a fan of Morehouse, I don't really know, and did something that should never happen. It's only been four coaches in the history of basketball that's been a head Division I, Division II, Division III coach. I'm the only black. It's my life's work. I won't be remembered for that. I'll be remembered for this.
Amazing. What do you think about that? The statements. Only black. Is that necessary to say? We see that he's black. And not too many people care that he's the only black coach or whatever you said there. Why is it necessary to keep mentioning your color? Why? Why is it necessary to mention only this and only that, and I'm the only one that is, I'm the first this or the first that? Why? Is that the voice of the devil trying to convince you to take sides by bringing up color, and I'm the only one? I just want to know what you think about that. Amazing. So according to the story, Coach Taylor approached an officer to request the removal of Morehouse students who were allegedly acting aggressively toward his players. Instead of addressing the students, the officer placed the coach in handcuffs and escorted him off the court. The situation, I think, was that right or wrong for the officer to do that? Was it right or wrong for the coach to approach him about the other student? It has nothing to do with color, folks. Nothing to do with color. You can see that the guy is black. He black. And look like the officer was black. You don't have to mention color. Why do people keep inserting color? Is that the work of the devil to manipulate you? Or they say, as a woman, like you don't see that they're a woman. As a woman, or as a mom, is that to encourage you to take sides with them? To feel something about it? To manipulate your mind? Wake up, folks. Words can be deceiving. As a mom, as a mother, as a doctor, as a lawyer, as the first time this, and as the first time that, as a black person, as a black woman, we see that you're black, and it doesn't matter. I'm just wondering out loud. Let me go to Stetson out of Washington State. Stetson, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, man. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
Doing all right. Hey, also, you have the best counseling service out there. Anybody that's thinking about it, he's amazing.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Yes, I was just thinking about or noticing I got rid of all my social media, so I don't see a lot, but stuff still gets in. And the No Kings protest and watching these people and how crazy they are, and they think that they're doing good, or just kind of laughing at the whole situation. And then I was thinking about the pro-life, like the anti-abortion, movement. Yeah. And I was just like, wow, there's a lot of people that go to those events. And I was just kind of thinking to myself, like, but there's more abortions today than there has ever been. And abortion is actually the leading cause of death in the entire world, let alone the United States. So then I was just kind of thinking, like, what are those people doing? Like, why are they even marching for this abortion end of abortion stuff? And they believe that they're doing something good. I truly think that they are. And they're donating all of this money and all of these funds are going to all of this anti-stop abortion stuff. And it, I'm sure somewhere along the ways, it might pick up one or two people that don't get, that don't have an abortion, but just how well better could those funds be used if it actually went to single mothers with broken down vehicles or single fathers that are struggling or something along the lines of like, what do people do or what do they intend or think that they're doing when they're marching? I have no idea. I've never done it before because I looked at it like, that's nothing that I would ever do, but just kind of like where I'm at in my life, like, is it something to do? It's like, is that going to do anything? But now that I'm looking at it, like, you guys aren't doing anything besides causing a bunch of problems. It's just like that evil spirit that's in those crazy people at the No Kings protest, and kind of how you mentioned it. And it took a bit for it to settle in me. Be like, that's the same spirit that's going on in those abortion.
Everybody,
those anti-abortion. And I'm like, is that right? I was like, I don't know. It kind of looks like it.
Everybody got a cause. Everybody, their mama has a cause going on. And all it is two devils fighting one another. And that's all it is, because it really doesn't solve any problems at all. It's just people fighting one another. Both sides think that they're right, and both sides think they're better than the other side. And it's just two devils fighting in the same way when you argue with the devil in your imagination, you're fighting with the devil, two devils fighting. Or in a marriage, two devils fighting. It's all evil. And every ego, they have a cause. They got to stand for something. And that's what this is about. And when I saw the King rally, I love how they're honoring Donald Trump. I love it.
Yeah.
They are honoring the King around the world.
They got costumes.
Yeah.
And celebrating him. I mean, like, for how you say, like, he's been appointed by God.
Right.
And he truly has, because yeah, in the Bible, how many times does it say God appoints all the kings, whatever, the leaders? And like, whether you want to believe it or not, it's like, it's written somewhere there in the Bible. I can't remember the verse, but it's there. And I was just kind of laughing about it. I was like, these people are crazy. It's kind of funny, but then when I was laughing about it, I was like, wow, these people. And then I started kind of getting some emotions towards it. I was like, oh, I need to calm myself down here. Because I started getting fired up about it. I was like, no, just let them, let it go. Like, you're not right because you're telling them that they're wrong.
The
you're not.
Donald Trump has never called himself a king, but the people see him as king, and they love him, and that's why they spend all that money to hold those rallies. Some people call him king. Some people call him amazing. What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him king. Some people call him daddy. I call him the great white hope. Amazing.
So, yeah, it was. That just hit me the other day. It's like, I got to call up Jesse and be like, is this kind of like right? Because as much as I thought I was doing right by supporting all of this, that like now I'm stepping back, like, I'm just as bad as those people are.
Right on.
And I didn't even know it. So, thank you for everything that you do and you continue to do.
You're welcome. The Worldwide Health Organization, speaking of abortion, says that approximately 73 million induced abortions occur worldwide each year. That's a lot of abortion.
That's crazy. When I saw that number, I was like, whoa.
73 million.
And I wanted to get up on the rooftop and start telling everybody and be like, Jesus is here, repent, everybody. It's like, no, Stetson, be quiet, go sit in your corner.
That's right. Let the people suffer, because the people want to suffer, too. Ain't nothing you can do about it. Thank you, man. Amazing car. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, okay. Have a good one. Bye.
You too, buddy. Let me go to Yatson out of Canada. Yatson, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well.
It's, I know you know. You said to never ask a black man if he remembers, but I called in on Friday. We had a good chat. I did most of the talking. And you wished me a happy birthday on the Wednesday before that. And you signed my copy of Seven Guaranteed Steps around Christmas time.
Right on. Amazing.
Yeah. So, funny enough, after our call, my mom reached out to me, and she was a little bit distraught. My older brother is struggling, and his wife is also suffering, and I think is adding to his suffering. But she asked me for advice on the situation, and I told her that I would arrange a counseling session with you. And then shortly after that, I remembered, oh, yeah, I just talked to Jesse earlier today. So I sent her the link, the timestamp of our call, and it really touched her. She was moved. She said she'd give you a shot and give listening to you a chance. And then yesterday, she seemed to have backpedaled and did a total 180, and now she's concerned for my mental and emotional balance, and she's worried about my choice of spiritual leader, and this, that, and the other. So I'm just wondering, is there anything you could say for her sake or what I should do about the situation? Because she'll probably hear this call, too.
Yeah, she's not ready to overcome her misery. She's not ready to overcome her thrills. She's not ready to overcome her fascination with evil. And what I recommend is that you stay away from her, wish her well, stop trying to help her. You can't help her. She's not ready for it. Don't resent her. Don't judge her. Just know that she's, if what you're saying is true, she's proven to you that she's not. She's showing you that she's not ready to overcome her evil.
Yeah, you're right.
And so, right.
And yeah,
go ahead.
No, she's, you know, she thinks, like, you're a misogynist and I'm a misogynist, which, to be fair, I was when I was more liberal and I thought men and women were equal. I definitely learned to hate women, having too high of an expectation for them. But now that I understand the difference, I have an appropriate level of respect, which, I guess evil people think is misogyny.
Yeah, but there's literally nothing you or I or another person can do for another person who that doesn't want to overcome their misery. Most people, Yasin, most are fascinated by evil. They are fascinated with fear and judgment and loneliness and excitement and resentment and revenge and all that. They love it. So God leaves them in there. They're fascinated with excuses and made up lies and all that. So you have to just wish them well by not resenting them and go and live your life and leave them in their hell. Because if you don't, if you try to help another person to come out of hell who is not ready to overcome, they'll destroy you because the darkness in them hate the light in you. And so just wish her well, but don't try to convince her. Leave her in her hell.
Yeah, you're right. And normally I would never force my advice on anybody unless they asked for it. And she did.
Yeah.
But so, yeah. No, and the other thing that's kind of like touchy between us is, you know, I talk about a lot of the things you talk about the problems with DEI and everything. And she thinks my perspective is racist or misogynist or whatever. And she thinks I don't know anything about DEI, so she tries to, like, recite the talking points about how they sold us the policy in the first place. I was like, oh, my Lord. Oh, Lord.
Well, she can't help it. She's blind. Forgive her. She cannot see.
Yeah.
She's asleep.
Yeah. All right.
But just wish her well.
Thank you, Jesse.
Yeah, just wish her well. And And do what you want, but I would suggest you not even send her the videos because she doesn't want it.
Yeah, you're probably right about that, too.
Well, she's displaying that she doesn't want it. She's against it. Now she's against you, and she thinks you're wrong, and she's right, and she doesn't want it. So just leave her alone. If you want to talk to her, fine, but not out of sense of obligation or guilt. Don't try to ever convince her or anyone the truth. If they don't want it, they have a right not to want it.
You're right. I was living abroad for the last 5 or so years. And
come back.
Never call in.
Yes, sir. Come back to your phone.
Oh. Hello?
Okay, that's better. You say you're living where?
Abroad. I was living abroad for a while.
Okay.
And, you know, she never reached out to me. She never responded to any of my texts. In order for us to have any communication, I'd have to call her. And now I've returned to Canada, and the country is just overrun with immigrants. We were pretty balanced in our demographics, but now it's predominantly Indian people, and it's a little weird and scary. But, yeah, so she thinks I'm a racist for noticing that, and it just goes on and on.
Yeah. Why do you keep calling her?
Honor thy parents, I guess.
No, honor your parents means don't resent them, forgive them. It doesn't mean you got to kiss up at them. You don't have to be there every holiday. You don't have to call, any of that stuff. It just means don't resent them.
Okay.
They can't help themselves. That's what honor is.
Giving her, I love her.
Because a lot of people call. A lot of people call their mama every day, all day, every day, and they resent the mother. So honor just means don't resent them, forgive them.
Okay. All right, thank you.
All right, man. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
All right. I've started doing the silent prayer day and night now.
Right on. Stay with it and practice being aware of where you are and what you're doing at all times. And doing that, you will always be present.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, buddy. Good talking to you.
All right. Have a good rest of your day.
You too. Amazing. 888-77-JESSE. Before I go back to the phone, this is Black Excellent. I want to show you, and I haven't seen this yet. My producer told me about it this morning, and I haven't seen the video yet, but according to Gemini, or this is from Gemini, this video from NBC News, explore the origin of popular slang often associated with Generation Z on social media platforms like TikTok. And so the report highlights that many of these terms are not new inventions, but are deeply rooted in Black culture, specifically African American, vernacular, English, or Ebonics. Watch this from NBC News.
Attractive female.
Batty.
Old person.
Unk.
Spend enough time on TikTok and you might assume some of the app's youngest US-based creators are speaking a different language.
The first word I want to help translate is Chopped.
Yeah, I know Chopped. It's the show on the Food Network.
Never give up.
What's been dubbed as Gen Z slang, words like cap, riz, drip, and unk, many linguistic experts say can be traced back far before Gen Zers were even alive. Some words harken back centuries to enslavement, born out of struggle and trauma.
I think the source of it, the inspiration, is coming from African-American language. And I think we have to be careful. First of all, not all slang is African-American language, and African-American language is most definitely not slang.
But it doesn't make any sense to me that you can hear a word, never look into it, and just start saying it. That seems strange to me.
And when the origin of a word is stripped away, linguistics advocates draw a direct line to the erasure of a community's history.
When you say that it's not about the language, it's not that deep, what you're saying to me is hundreds of years of history, hundreds of years of ingenuity, hundreds of years of being genius don't matter.
I don't understand that. Nick, you understand what she said?
Yeah. I've been saying this, actually.
You've been saying it?
Pretty much. But it's not as complicated as they're saying. They're putting all this emotion and trying to make it about slavery. I don't get all that. But it's real simple, actually. Look, young people, their slang has been heavily influenced by black culture. Why? Black culture became popular, especially when they were young, the Gen Zs, rap music. They grew up with all that stuff. And that's really it. That's really it. And if you want to take it deeper, it's like, well, yeah, black culture and black people have been like defended and protected and put up. And it's also cool in some sense. And that's why as it's become popular, it's not that complicated. They want to make it about slavery and say, well, you got to give black people their due and let's remember slavery all over again. Don't you feel bad? It's like, whatever.
That's amazing. Hake, want to come here, Hake. So, Ankh is a black culture thing?
Sort of. It's more of, I feel like young people found it just funny to act and say the words that black people are saying, especially in like particularly gangster, or maybe even just right. More like. It's just funny. And so, yeah, Ankh is kind of black, right? You're saying uncle. You're saying like an old head. That's like old head sometimes. People will say old head on the internet. That's to say someone who's just older. But that totally came from like black people.
I call my uncle Ankh. He's kind of old now.
There you go.
And instead of saying uncle, I just don't feel like saying the whole word. And Ankh sound more of, you know, like you're really close to each other. And so Ankh, but I didn't know there was a black culture thing. I just thought I was making a short word.
Yeah, that was the first. You mentioned him before.
Yeah.
And I've overheard you on the phone over here saying Ankh. I'm like, what's he saying? Ankh. Because he says Ankh. And that was the first time I've ever heard Ankh for uncle. And this was like just a few years ago.
Right.
And then after that, I started hearing it all the time. But it was from blacks mostly. And now everybody's saying it because it's black people are on TikTok. And probably TikTok is a major spreader, super spreader of this black vernacular. I joined the black people in the resentment of us adopting their black vernacular. But we can't help it. Well, I'll end up adopting it maybe a decade after. Or 2 decades or 3 or 4 decades after they've been saying it. See, Ben saying it. Another black
thing. I
heard
you say something yesterday. I thought I heard you say, what was it? Derek, do you remember we were laughing? You said something and like it was just so natural, but it was like.
But it was black.
It was slang. It was like, I said what you were like, am I tripping or something?
I'm blushing now.
So Derek is telling me slang terms like bam.
Mm-hmm. Fom, fam. Mm-hmm.
Tea. Lit.
Lit.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You thought like spill lit.
That tea. No, not like that, Jesse.
Oh.
Not like that. No, like we're lit at this party or wow, that's this concert is lit.
I hate that when these commercials try to adopt that language. There's this commercial for this carpet company or bed mattress company or furniture. This sale is going to be lit. And is this black? Is this white? Cartoon character, middle-aged guy. Anyway,
what I'm sick of seeing in commercials and things like that are people dancing.
Yeah,
I'm sick of seeing white people dancing and the black people dancing in commercials. And I know white people don't dance that much, but I think they've taken on the black culture of dancing too.
They have, and there's these. I've seen these commercials of whites talking black in front of a black, and the black is just looking at them funny. Because they're being silly.
But white people stop dancing in commercial about everything.
So the mainstream media, not Christian, has pushed these black people on us.
888-77. Jesse, back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Welcome back, 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report's coming up at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific Time. And after that, The American Anchor, baby. Right after The Hake Report at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 to 1. And then today is Wednesday, so a brand new episode, live episode of Punchy's TV at 2 p.m. Punchy TV at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, PUNCHIE.TV. You don't want to miss it. And then a brand new episode of the Fallen State.TV. I had a very interesting conversation with Apostle Tommy E. Quick. Tommy E. Quick, he's a senior pastor and founder of the Promised Land Christian Disciple Center. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
What did you think about the civil rights movement?
I think that it did tremendous harm to us as a people.
Yep.
It had a negative effect on our families and on the formation of our children.
Absolutely.
History shows that we were making tremendous progress,
yep,
as a community prior to the civil rights movement.
How do you deal with the blacks who call you Uncle Tom?
Like Nehemiah, I'm doing a good work and I won't come down.
TheFallenState.TV at 11 a.m. Friday. And you can support The Fallen State TV by becoming a member there on the YouTube channel or jesseleepeterson.locals.com. I appreciate it. Amazing conversation. James, he and I are the same age.
Nice.
Did you know that? Did I tell you that?
No. I haven't heard you even mention him.
He told me that he was born in 49.
Oh, maybe you did tell me this.
I'm like, what the? Same age. At least for a birthday year. I don't know what month he was born in.
For someone who's an apostle, he sounded like he was right about what he was talking about right there.
Yeah. It was nice to talk to someone that understood what really happened with the black family and stuff like that. Y'all going to enjoy this conversation, so make sure you tune in to The Fallen State this Friday. Telephone, telegraph, tell your mama.
Yes.
Three ways of communication. So I want to just finish just a few more of these little slang things, right?
Okay, yes.
Fam, we said fam, we said lit. What does tea mean?
It means...
Like iced tea?
Hot.
Huh?
It means very attractive.
No.
Yes.
Tea?
Yes.
Maybe. T-E-A. I thought it was the gossip. Like, what's the scoop?
I've been told by the ladies that my body is tea.
Okay, it could be used like that. I think it can't be used like that. But the tea is, like, that's the secret.
And that's true.
I think that's what that means.
I don't disclose what
Fools. Let's talk about that. Wait, hold on. Let's talk about that.
So you've been told by the ladies that your body is tea?
In the past. 25, 30 years ago.
It ain't tea no more?
Why am I blushing?
You turn it all red.
I know. Actually, they wouldn't have had that vernacular back in the 90s.
No, the tea, see, your body being the tea means that's the secret. That's the gossip. That's the scoop. That's the scoop that Hake has a Bruce Lee calisthenics body. You wouldn't know. What? The tea is the gossip. The tea is like, what spill the beans? What's the dirt?
Derek is telling me, Derek Black, my producer, he said that the term tea is used as bonding tool.
I don't even know what that means.
Me either.
You bond over. Let's have some tea together. You bond.
It's not even that black.
You talk.
But tea
is also.
It's actually LGBT.
That's more your style. They love tea over there.
No. It came from like
as a bonding tool. You know, you have tea. You sit down and bond over tea.
Oh,
and you
okay.
gossip over tea.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he said no Hake.
Oh, my bad.
Derek, come and tell us what it is.
It's gossip.
You one of the experts here on the show.
He is black.
Yeah, he black, so you
sort
know,
of.
He'll know all that mess.
It's not even like a black thing. It's actually like a kind of like drag queen, like that world of the internet.
As in LGBT.
It's like, oh, spill the tea and everybody puts like their nails out like a girl.
Right. Yeah.
Spill the tea. Like that's like
that's
what
tea me?
You got to turn on that mic and everything. Love it.
Oh, amazing.
Look at him turn it on.
Don't look at me. Yes.
So, Timmy, what there?
Oh.
My producer gave me this information. And then Derek, my producer, they were here on the show.
When I wrote bonding tool. Oh, all right. So, T is, it's like, you can use it two ways. The way Anchor Baby just said it, which is gossip, like what's the tea? Like that's how that's how most people used it before.
Do men say what the tea?
No, this is at least real men don't say that. I say that, but.
You say it?
No, I don't say that.
Oh, you say it. I thought you said it. You say it.
No.
Okay.
I just hear it a lot. So, yeah, it's.
But tea
what's
be
the
like
tea?
Gossip,
what's the
right?
gossip? Yeah, tell me the tea. Like, you normally, girls will sit around and say, what's the tea?
Oh, okay. And that's a black slang?
T-E-A, right? Tea.
Yes. According to NBC, they say it's a black slang. So, yeah.
And chopped, that means running your mouth?
Chopped. chopped just. Chopped.
A
yeah.
little more to this side.
A little
tell
more.
Them what chopped is.
There you go.
Chopped.
You running your mouth?
Chopped really means you're just ugly. You know, you're chopped.
Chopped.
Yeah, you're pretty ugly.
Really?
You know, like if somebody walks up to you and say, yeah, you're chopped. Like, oh.
Oh,
like, no. Nah. But in Memphis, chopped can refer to like a haircut. Like, I just got chopped. Like, that's a haircut. So, but chopped normally means you're uglier.
How come so many white people dancing in commercials like blacks?
Say that again? What was it?
Why are so many white people dancing in commercials now like the blacks?
Oh,
and
well.
It doesn't even look right.
I mean.
It looks like they're trying to be black.
Well, you know, TikTok is ruling the world right now, and a lot of people are doing dances on TikTok. So if they see dancing on TV, I'm presuming they'll be more interested in the commercial or whatever is being advertised.
How come at the gym the black guys be having those headsets on?
Yeah.
And then they be dancing at the gym looking silly.
Are you talking about when you saw me doing that? Is that what you... I'm just kidding.
Oh, no, you do that at the gym too?
No, I don't. I mean, I will nod my head sometimes. But
I know they be like doing all that and yeah. then they be...
That's crazy.
And everybody looking at them like, are they having a fit or something? You do that?
Sometimes, because sometimes...
Is that a black thing?
I mean, I see white guys doing it. Sometimes they get pumped up too.
I don't ever see
Mexicans, maybe even I really don't see Indians in the gym, but yeah.
But so chop means unattractive.
Yeah, you're unattractive.
And crap means going to the bathroom.
Crap? Crap's on
cap.
There?
Means cap.
Oh, I mean cap. Cap. Oh. C-A-P.
Cap just means that's a lie. You know, you're capping. That's cap.
Covering up a bald head. That's right? That's where it comes from?
Yeah, that's you can like see it like too. That. Yeah, sure.
R-I-Z-Z.
Riz. Your Riz just means you have game. You're able to attract women or...
Remember how they used to call you sweet? Know. What they used to call you? They used to call you sweet back.
Yeah, sweet back.
Sweet right. back. Oh, man.
That's Riz. That's just because you had Riz.
Yeah. That's see, crazy. I had Riz.
Riz.
I still have Riz.
Nice.
Drip.
Drip means you've got, you're well-dressed. You've, yes. That's pretty much it.
Oh, man.
what was it again? It was drip.
D-I-P. Yeah. Yeah. D-R-I-P. Drip.
Yeah, you're dressed well. You've got it on.
And then UNC, unk.
Unk, yeah. That just means you're
so,
old.
But the black people didn't talk this way and didn't speak this way from slavery. They didn't even know these words in slavery.
I mean, I heard, well, unk. What about unk?
Maybe unk. I can see them shorten the word uncle to unk. But all this other stuff, black people didn't know this back in slavery. Why they, everything with the blacks is from slavery.
Yeah, because blacks invented everything.
Everything messy.
Everything messy.
Yeah.
All right. Everything messy.
Because that's not good stuff.
Yeah.
Is it?
No, especially not the tea gossip. What's the tea? That's so lame.
It definitely sounds like a woman thing to say, what the tea? I can't even imagine men saying that.
But now they're, that second definition of tea, now women are saying, like, that's tea. It's sort of like, that's good. It's sort of like a bonding tool. So it's like when Hake was like, when you guys said, or when that woman told you tea, it's like a bonding tool.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, that's good.
And my body is
your body's tea.
Somebody told Hate his body is tea.
Yeah, tea. And they'll do this. You got to do this, too, with your index finger and your thumb. Mm-hmm. You got to go, that's tea.
Oh, man.
It is female.
Yeah.
So one last
Jesse,
thing.
Jesse, have you ever thrown shade?
What?
Throwing shade. I heard that one's old, too. It's new and old.
Throwing shade?
Yeah. Or it's like throwing shade, yeah.
Or showing shade or no, nothing? No, never mind.
I've never heard
means
that.
Means talking trash type stuff.
No.
Type stuff.
I may talk trash, but I don't know anything about throwing shade.
Throwing shade is a kind of casting in a negative light.
Amazing. So one last quick thing. My friend, Roseanne Barr.
Nice.
Just text me.
Uh-huh.
Good morning, Roseanne. She just text me and she said, hooray, Jesse. Happy freedom from Egypt, bro.
Hey, whoa. Passover is coming. Hey. It's tonight.
Oh, that was he mean?
I think so, because the Israelites were freed from those old Egyptians according to the Old Testament in the Bible. So it must be a fact.
It was in the Bible. It's a fact.
The angel of death passed over the Israelites' homes. And did not take their firstborn, but took the firstborn of every son of Egypt.
Amazing.
On this night.
Hooray, Jesse.
Nice.
Happy freedom from Egypt, bro. Thank you, Roseanne.
Nice.
Happy hooray to you, too.
Nice.
She's an Egypt, right?
She's a
the thing
Israelite.
Would have passed over her,
she's
too,
she's
right?
Jewish.
Right on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right on, Roseanne. I appreciate it. Hooray. That starts tonight, you say?
That's right. Passover starts tonight. 7 to 8 days.
It's for 7 days?
7 or 8. Depends on where you are and who you are.
So
like that.
That's how long it took them to pass through the homes?
I don't know. It's just a commemoration. I have not looked that deeply into it recently.
Amazing. What a mess. Thank you, Roseanne, and happy Passover to you, too.
Jesus' last supper was the Passover.
He didn't eat anything else after that?
Not to my knowledge, other than like some vinegar from that sponge when he thirsted. on the cross.
Tough.
Per the Bible.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Let me go to Gigi out of Washington State. Gigi, you are on the air.
I just say good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, so about the slang, honestly, I just feel like sometimes it appears that most black people are insufferable. Because how would you call a slang genius?
You said most black people in what?
Insufferable.
What did you
like
say?
They get to extreme.
Insufferable.
Why would you want to fight about a slang?
Oh, because that's what anger does. It makes you want to fight over nonsense stuff. That's a good point.
It's just, I mean, everybody were here in this world to share, to love each other.
Yeah.
And then you would say slang is being genius. That's interesting. That really is interesting. Even the slang itself is coined out of an English word, which is not even your own language.
Yeah, that's a good point. But all these words that we've gone over here that was mentioned here, black people was not saying those things back in slavery. They didn't even know these
because
words.
Because they didn't know it.
Amazing.
They didn't know the word. I just, it's sad to see that this generation, you know, still hold on to, you know, victimhood and
what?
Just being aggressive and, you know, agitated over nothing.
Oh.
Acts are what T means.
What?
Acts are what T means.
What does T mean? Oh, you can ask her, Derek.
Oh. Gigi.
Are you there?
Can she hear me?
I can hear you.
Gigi, you're a female. What does T mean,
yes.
And have you used it?
No, except I want to have tea with my friends.
Oh,
that's right.
Sorry, you know, are you Gen Z?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Right on.
But I hear a lot of people, you know, say clock the T or something like that. I don't even know what that means.
Oh,
amazing.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Good to hear from you.
Bye-bye now.
Bye. Amazing. So, Derek, happy Passover.
Nice. Happy Passover.
Amazing.
Nice.
So I have one more test. Another friend test me.
Lucky.
Jesus is the Passover lamb, by the way. His body was broken for us and his blood was shed for us.
What?
Jesus is the Passover lamb.
Right.
His body broken for us. And here's the bread. And then his blood shed for us. And here's the wine.
Amazing.
Or Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Grape juice.
So did Jesus pass over before or after they call your body tea?
Oh.
Call your body what?
Tea.
Tea, yeah.
Tea. Yeah, like some ladies call my body T. Have you been called T before?
Not to my knowledge.
I think ladies usually just compliment each other, saying that your body is T or body is T.
I never even heard that referring to a body.
Yeah.
I just always thought of it as gossip.
Yeah. Gossip.
Yeah. Amazing. Let me go to John out of Houston. John. You are on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Jesse.
Yes, sir.
My question, I have a question about idolatry and idolizing.
Yes.
And so I have two examples that I'm going to compare with each other.
Okay.
To see if one's better or if it's right or wrong.
Let me hold on 1 minute, John. Let me just refer. I'm about to respond to a friend who texted me.
Yes, sir.
They want to know if I'm at the same gym or a different gym. I'm at a different gym, friend. I'm not at the same gym. Just FYI. Go ahead, John.
Okay, so you're following me?
Go ahead, yeah.
So if I see a man that has perfect peace, and I say, I want to be like that man, And that's the first example. And the second example, if I see a man in a movie that's a martial artist and he's a gourmet chef, and I say, I want to be a gourmet chef like that guy. Is that idolizing?
Yes.
Is it right or wrong?
You should put no other God before the true God.
But what about the Christian?
Because you
man
could be
who had perfect peace.
You could be a chef without being like somebody else. Or you can appreciate another person's talent. You appreciate it. You wish them well with it. But you should only be you, only be yourself. You don't want to be like anyone else, because if you become a chef because you want to be like someone else, then you're going to be like them, but you won't be happy. You won't have
peace.
Okay,
but yes, sir. So as a Christian, well, not as a Christian, but as a chef, what if I'm already a chef? What if I'm already a Christian and I see someone that's better than me?
What?
And I say, wow, they're better than me. Is that right or wrong?
Yeah, that's wrong. You should never compare yourself to anyone else for any reason at all. They're just a good chef in the way that they're a good chef, but they're not better than you.
I mean, they're objectively, you know, objectively they have more skill than I do.
Right. But they're still not better than you.
Can I? Is it wrong to feel motivated, though, to be better and work on myself?
Is it wrong to feel motivated to be better?
Work on myself?
In everything that you do, John, you should always do your best. But don't do your best compared to anyone else. You just naturally do your best, and it always will work out for you. You cannot fail. But don't ever compare yourself with anyone. Don't compete against another person. Meaning that if you're running a race, you're on a track and field, and you're running a race, you want to win the race by running and doing your best. And so if you win, no big deal. If you don't win, meaning if you're not first, no big deal. But if you want to beat someone, you're in competition. And if that person beats you out, you're going to be upset, or you're going to feel disappointed in yourself, or you're going to feel like a failure. But if you have no opinion like that, you'll be fine. Just live your life without comparison.
And then can I be friends with a person because of their skills?
I don't know what that means.
It just means that they impressed me. And I want to, like, talk shop, you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, you can talk to them, but you still don't want to compare yourself to anyone. Well, yeah, you can definitely communicate with them, but not to be like them.
Okay, well, I was thinking that I was seeing myself in the person, like a version of myself.
John, can you hold for me? Hold on.
Well, man. Actually, Jesse, it's fine. I'm going to go.
Okay.
Thanks, man.
Thank you, man. I got to take a break. Hate news is coming. Manhood, I was late. Back in a moment.
I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that, because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering, because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like 1,000. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
some serious mess going on in this here old world. Am I right or am I right? And I mean mess. Serious. The Supreme Court's considering Trump's effort to limit birthright citizenship. As I told you in the previous hour, the President Trump says he's going to the Supreme Court Wednesday for the expected birthright citizenship arguments. And the man behind Donald Trump's push to end birthright citizenship, according to Revolver, sharing a Politico article, far-left extremist Politico, based John Eastman. Eastman. He was also behind challenging of the 2020 Biden election shenanigans, which were unsuccessful challenges to Biden's election in 2020. And Trump has lashed out on Truth Social at the dumb, and that's a quote, don't use it too much, kids, but use it judiciously like Trump does, against the so-called Supreme Court judges and justices. He went after them. Tiger Woods, according to Ground News, says that he is stepping away from golf for the time being, from, you know, that world, to seek treatment. We wish him well. And NASA is counting down for their first crewed lunar mission in half a century. We'll see if it happens, when it happens, if and when. Ground News also says that Israel used a secret AI platform to hunt down the Iranian leaders. I guess they hacked into their security camera stuff. I guess they have security cameras over there, and they hacked into that and some other AI thing that they have had, allegedly, over in Iran in order to locate and hunt down their Iranian leaders. Wow. Interesting. Trump is going to address the nation tonight, Wednesday night, according to Revolver News and Fox News, with an important update, quote-unquote, on Iran. He says that he is strongly considering pulling out of NATO. That would be nice. It would be nice to get rid of the UN or pull out of the UN as well. Personally, that would be nice. I like that idea, but he didn't mention that. Two-thirds of so-called Americans want a quick end to the Iran war, even if the goals are unachieved, according to Reuters and Ipsos polls. Okay? But what do the people know anyway? They don't know anything necessarily, you know, when it's not a democracy. Trump says that the United States will leave Iran in 2 or 3 weeks, and Marco Rubio says the U.S. can see the finish line on the Iran war. We'll see what happens, you know. Report says the U.S. has ordered embassies, I guess U.S. embassies in other nations, to partner with social media in order to combat foreign propaganda, according to Ground News Daily Briefing. Very interesting. Propaganda is a problem, and censorship can be a problem, too. Censorship is part of propaganda. Revolver News and Iran International says that dozens of IRGC, Iranian Revolutionary Guard Command, I made that up, I don't know, Corps, linked money changers are arrested in the UAE, United Arab Emirates. Sort of interesting. And there was a little report from, I guess, Revolver News or something. Operation Roaring Lion, Day 32, the IDF's accidental game changer. Something maybe to look into. You can find the link on the JLP section of the Hake Report for the news. Nice. Anyway, the Supreme Court, the so-called Supreme Court, sided with this counselor, Colorado counselor woman, who wanted to be allowed to do so-called conversion therapy. You know, teach the kids or counsel the kids on, and young men and young women, on not being so-called gay or transgender. Conversion therapy, because Colorado has gone so far from a red Republican state to a communist anti-Christian state that bans people from counseling the gays not to be gay or trans. I'm James Hake, JLP, Hour 3.
Somewhere in the world today, to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-77-53-773, 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, brand new biblical question for this week. Why do you love whom or what you hate? Why do you love whom or what you hate? Why? Why do you love whom or what you hate? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show, jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you got to go and run around and you would love to listen to the show while it's still happening, podcast, and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or Bond JLP Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App is the third hour of the show on Wednesdays. Wednesday. And every third hour of the show is, though we take all calls, but it is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male. A man is a male who turned to man. Alpha male. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
I wake up every day black.
Ah, here we go.
The adverse effects of marginalization and things that I experience being a black woman every day.
In what world? In what world?
This is something I have never heard of. So a school is going to be completely AI with no teachers, and it's opening up in Chicago.
And you are out of here.
Tonight, a terrifying scene at a Texas Hill Country high school, where authorities say a 15-year-old male student opened fire.
Where's her father?
Amazing. Nice. My first time seeing that, folks, the anchor man put that together. Amazing work. Before I go to your calls, I want you to know my country is gone. I want my country back, but it's not coming back. It'll be nice to have it back, and especially to reestablish the good old days when America was America and all this mess was not going on. But that's gone now. And this is Manhood Hour. There's an order to life of God and Christ, Christ and man over woman, and woman over children. The man is the head of the woman, as Christ is the head of man. It's just the way it is. And you're changing that rule. Well, you're not changing that rule because you can't change God's laws, right? God is his law, and the law is God. They are both one. They're the same. So God's law is not like a separate law from God. The law is God. And so you're walking away from the law by coming up with your own, which is not your own idea, but your own idea, which is evil from the devil. And this attack, and there is an attack on all men, but especially the white man, but all men. Men are the most hated, and especially white men, species on the planet. And they don't hate the white man, the black man or the Mexican man as much because they've already conquered him. He's not standing for, not all, anything anyway, so they've already conquered him. He has already made the woman his God. But the white man, they hate the white man. And the more he give up or give in, they're going to be satisfied with conquering him too. What you don't know is that the man is the light of the world. And yes, lady, those ladies were that returned to the Father, the light was shining you as bright, and you're responsible for returning to the Father too. But the man is the light of the world, and the darkness that in the people that hate the man hate the light of the man. And because human beings don't know that they're possessed, the ladies that are against men, and believe me, Christian women, non-Christian, religious women of all religion, and secular and everything, are as hate the man as much as a secular person does. It's the same. And this attack that is upon the man now, and you see it everywhere. You see it in media. You see it in government. You see it in commercials. You see it in churches. You see it. I just told you earlier about, now I haven't seen the movie, but it appears to be putting Mother Mary over Jesus. Jesus' own mama over him. There's a scene, a quick scene, so I haven't seen it. I could be wrong about it. But where Jesus is looking Mother Mary, his mama in the eyes and saying, it's all because of you, mother. Something like that. Ain't no way Jesus would say that. But the religious people are putting even, trying to put the women of the Bible before the man. That is evil. Men, you are under attack because you represent God. And evil hates God. And as a result, it can't touch God. It's going after his representatives, who are men. Even the weak men, they're just weak because they've been turned away from the Father, but they're still sons of God. And you're hated for that. They don't want you to be masculine. They don't want you to speak up about women issues or anything. They don't want you to speak up about whatever because they want to control you. Evil inside of them. And so that same evil that's working through women, it worked through men too to go after men. Forgive them, Father. They know not what they do. But man, your wife hates you. All wives hate their husband. They want you to be strong, but when you try to be strong, they knock you down because they want you to be weak so they can control you, but they don't want you to let them control you, but you do because you married your mama. This attack upon men and a weakening a man giving into it and becoming weak is why the world is falling apart. And I see it everywhere now, even around the world, they're putting women, even in Mexico, don't they have a female president? Over in Japan, not Japan. Oh, yeah, Japan, I think they have a female so-called president. This is hell on earth. And putting women in control in a leadership role is doing nothing but bringing in hell. There's no love coming in. There's no unity coming in. It is all hell. You've been warned. Men, you have the greater power that's in you than in the world. But you don't let that power, which is of God and is God, you don't let that work through you. You have the spirit of the woman, which is evil, which is not her spirit, but it's in her, and you won't overcome. You will not overcome the spirit of mama, and as a result, your family suffers, you suffer, and the world suffer. God in Christ, Christ in man over woman. Women were not created to lead. They were created to follow, and it's not in their nature to lead. Just because you put them in these positions, leadership positions, they're not going to be able to handle it. Look at what's happening in the world. Are things getting better or worse? It's getting worse. Ain't nothing good coming out. There's nothing good. Ain't nothing good. It's black. But there's nothing good coming out of putting women in leadership role. Even in the home, you can't put her in a leadership role. She runs the house, meaning cooking and cleaning and keep and watching over your children and making dinner and all that. But you're still over her in the home. Every woman need a man over them to show them how to raise their children and everything else. Ain't nothing working with the woman is not in her. And that's not, I'm telling you the truth. And the ladies who are waking up to this, and they're starting to return to the Father, you should listen to Sunday morning meeting. They'll tell you. Because now they can see. Men, do what you want. Stop attacking men. Don't attack anyone, really, but stop attacking your brother. Pray, and men pray for one another. They point the way. They do not judge. And women need to see that happening so that you can bring them out of their misery. Meaning you could be the example of coming out of misery. You can't bring them out. They have to want to come out, but because the women are responsible for self. But this attack on men is pure evil. It's not just because you are a man. It's because you're a son of God. It's good versus evil. The God above is the man God, and the God below, low G, small G God, is Satan. It's the woman's God until she starts to overcome it, and she can, and some women are around the world. They're admitting, you know what? I'm evil. I have evil in me, my nature. I don't want to be that way. And these women are waking up like Natigo and Noah, and they are no longer attacking men. Because they understand the order now. But man, you're responsible for you. And no one else is. What a mess. It's a spiritual battle. It's not physical. Wake up. Stop taking sides. Don't be for or against. Don't be for or against. Stop taking sides. Stop fighting with the devil in you in your imagination and stop fighting with the devil and others. Lay your weapon down and let the Spirit of Truth fight your battle. And I promise you, he will, if you let him. This is hell on earth inside of human beings. You are of evil until you forgive, your heart changed from anger to love, resentment to love, and then you are of good. There's no in between. There's no gray area. And so men and women, but especially men, but not especially men, but men, the battle against you is only going to get worse. You are hated because of who you represent. It has nothing to do with your color. It has nothing to do with where you live or don't live. It has nothing to do with racism or sexism or no isms. It's because of who you represent. And it's time to wake up, man. The power greater is he that's in you, the Spirit of Truth, that's in the world. Stop fighting with people. Be an example. Speak the truth, but don't fight. Don't argue. You stand up and be strong. Not on your own strength, but the power of love, which is the nature of God. I read this report, and then I took your calls here, where from WCCB, inside of Mecklenburg County Detention Center, a new music studio is giving inmates a way to express themselves while serving time. Watch this from WBTV.
A path to a fresh start. Some 450 years ago, Miguel de Cervantes, the Spanish author of Don Quixote, said, "He who sings frightens away his ills." Well, the Mecklenburg County Jail, of all places, is putting that to the test. This week, the jail opened this, a music studio, a place to write, perform, and record music. Part of a program called Rhythm and Reflection, a journey of reformation.
But we wanted to provide an opportunity for our men and women to experience things that they have never experienced before and give them an opportunity to express themselves.
It is an opportunity for our residents to positively express themselves, get some of their thoughts out of their minds, and this is, above all, about public safety. Our belief is that if you rehabilitate a person, help them understand what brought them into conflict with the law, that we will have increased public safety.
Yeah, so basically the studio is basically a safe place for us to be, express our true self, where, you know, people could understand who we are, why we are, and how we are. It just boosts the morale of, like, you know, the residents here, and it gives us a chance to, like, you know, for our voice to be heard.
Amazing. Nothing but lies. That's music is not going to do anything for your soul. It's not going to change your heart from hate to love. It's not going to cause you to overcome anything but give you a thrill. That's all it's going to do. It's going to make you cry. It's going to make you laugh. It's going to make you feel good. But it's just a thrill. That's all. Look how many musicians we have in the world. They ain't happy. And they're well-known, making buku money. They haven't found out anything about themselves. Everybody and they mama want to express themselves. Except baby Jessica, daddy. That music, that's a lie. The music ain't going to do nothing for you. Music is a talent from God, but not for you to escape in. That's all the music does when you're unconscious. It makes you escape like a drug. It ain't going to do nothing for your soul. Salvation is of the heart. Salvation is when you can admit, I am wrong for hating. I am wrong for judging. All angry people judge because they think they're God. And they think they know right from wrong. Don't you hear every day the best musicians, some of them, are killing themselves, overdosing, committing suicide. And they're some of the best, quote-unquote, musicians, musician kind of people. Stop being fascinated with thrills. Most people are fascinated with their misery. I believe I read somewhere or heard somewhere that Satan, Lucifer, whatever you want to call him, was the angel of music. He was the angel of music. So they lied about the, whether they realized it or not, that having studios in a prison ain't going to make them better. They're still going to be inmates. Let them out. Whatever crime they're going to have committed, if they have not overcome, they're going to go back and commit the same crime or worse. All you're doing is giving these people free studio time and making them feel good. Amazing. And they would never find out who they truly are. That's not who they are. That's not their true self. Music doesn't mean it's your true self. Let me go to Joe out of Canada. Joe, you are on the air.
Hey, what's up, Jesse?
All is well, Joe.
Pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you.
Called a couple times before, and just want to like throw this out there. If anybody like listens to the show, if you ever get a chance to go and check out the fellowship and the men's forum, highly recommend. It was like great visiting and seeing all you guys there.
You too, Joe. As a matter of fact, you remind me that we're having a men's forum this Thursday, tomorrow. Matter of fact, the first Thursday of the month at 7 p.m.
Yeah, I wish I could be there with you guys, but I'm sure I'll get to experience it another time in the future. We'll see.
Right on.
So I wanted to answer the biblical question because this one really got me going this week.
Why do you love whom or what you hate?
Okay, why? And I think it has to do with control. Because first when I heard the question, it's kind of like I pulled a trick on my brain because in order to answer the question, I had to first admit that I hate things. And then I had to ask myself, well, why do I love these things I hate? And it makes me think about, you know, hearing what you've said in the past. Like, if you love something, you would never try to control it, right? But I think I keep going back to these things that I think I love, but deep down inside I hate because they offer me this false sense of control over my feelings, over my life. Like drugs and alcohol could be an example because every time I'd go back to it, I felt like I was in control of changing my emotional state. I could put some booze in my body and now I feel different. I'm in control of the situation, but I kept going back to it. But deep down inside, I know I hate it, right? So I think that's what it made me think. I don't know. Like to hear your opinion, but I'll wait for Sunday.
That's right. I would love to put it in too, but I got to wait because I want to respond to something you said, but I got to wait until Sunday, Joe, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise.
Well, thanks for the opportunity, buddy. I'm going to keep listening, buddy.
And stay with us, stay with us, stay with it.
All right. Bye, Jesse and crew.
All right, buddy. Amazing. So I just got a test, and the test said the guy also mentioned public safety. That soundbite with the studio in prison mentioned public safety. They said this guy also mentioned public safety. These guys are in jail / prison. Also, it's a go-to world public safety. That ain't going to make you better out when you come out. But it ain't going to make us no safer. You got to change the heart. Evil is in the heart, and playing music will not rehabilitate you. Admitting that you're wrong will. That's the only thing that's going to do it. Everything else is a lie. You got to admit you're wrong for being angry, for hating, for being resentful. I am wrong and I am sorry. That's the only thing, folks. You see how they got all these smart, expert people in the world, and none of it works. Expert is a loss, too. They have no idea what they're talking about. I suggest you do what you want, but I suggest you look within to know thyself. And the truth is in you, and the truth will point out the lie that's in you, and you will, and you shall overcome the lie. But as long as you are blaming other people, you're blaming the blacks are blaming the whites, and the whites are blaming the Jews, and the Jews are blaming the Arabs, and the Arabs are blaming the Korean, and the Korean are blaming the Chinese, and the Chinese are blaming the Indian, and the Indians are blaming the Mexicans, and the Mexicans are blaming the Guatemala, and the Guatemala blaming the Nicaragua. Everybody blaming somebody, and the women are blaming the men, and the men are blaming the women, and all kind of mess. You ain't gonna never get better because you don't love your fellow man. You're blaming them, not knowing that that spirit that you have is inside of you. And no one on the outside has anything to do with it at all. Some people even blame the earth. They call the earth flat. I'm like, what the? They blame the earth with the earth flat. Always blaming someone. A victim is an evil person. Anyone who, just know this. Other than going and forgiving your mother and your father, anyone that blame anyone for anything concerning them as an adult, you are evil. Victims are always blaming the outside of themselves. They never look at themselves and see that what they're thinking and what they're feeling and their reactions is happening on the inside of them. The Jews is not to blame for your downfall. The whites are not to blame for your downfall. The Mexicans are not to blame for your downfall. The blacks are not to blame for your downfall. It's in you. Why not take control of your own world? As a matter of fact, your own universe, and live. Why not? The women are not responsible for your weakness. Ladies and men are not responsible for your weakness. It's in you. You got to forgive. 888-775-3773. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretch off on pules.net. Back in a moment, straight to the call. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax. White one that don't like the black one, that don't like the yellow one, that don't like the other one. Different strokes for different folks, and so on and so on. Scooby, 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 we gotta love one another. Yeah, that's all. Hey,
yes.
What?
Yes.
You knit?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, really? Finally. Finally, it's happened to me right in front of your face.
It's a different song.
Would you hear that one?
Yes.
It's happening to me finally.
Yep.
You heard that one, Nick?
Yeah, actually.
Finally, it's happened to me right in front of your face. But anyway, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report.com from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And then the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Energy given to him by God. There was a young lady called yesterday. And she said she had no energy, so she wanted some of the Anchor Baby's energy. But I don't think it is left. Trump got it, and that God didn't give to Trump, he gave to the Anchor Baby. So maybe God has some more. You could ask him. Amazing. And we are having a men's forum tomorrow night, guys, in case you're coming from out of town. We are having it. If the Lord is with it, then the creek don't rise. And don't forget to like these videos. Like, support us on social media. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. JLP Talk on X. Rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cozy.tv/JLP. Like, follow, subscribe, and do all that stuff. Let me go to the phones here. Let me go to New Jersey and talk to Ross. You got to go to Ross. Ross, you are on the air.
Morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Ross.
I was listening to your message this morning about how we're divided by the father and then the wife, and then the wife takes care of the children. And it hit me that maybe that women are protecting their children because they're not seeing a good future for us in the future. Because the men are falling behind. And I think that's the point behind your whole message that's causing men and women to argue. Because a man has to hit a certain stature to be able to come properly financed to be able to become a father today. Because finances are so regulated by our government.
One thing I promise you, Ross. Women are not protecting the children. They are destroying the children. And number two is having finance has nothing, zero, to do with being a man at all. Because a whole lot of guys have finance, but they're still weak. They have not overcome the spirit of the mother.
Well, what I was saying is your message is that the women protect the children.
No, I mean, when I say God and Christ, Christ is man, man over woman, woman over children, that means that's the order. But it's the father, the husband, that is showing the wife, the mother of the children, how to raise the children. Women cannot raise children on their own. They don't have it in them. It comes from the father.
Well, that's because the man has to bring the substance from the outside inside. The man is a gardener. He's the pollinator. He's the one that brings the seed to the woman. She is the garden that you have to take care of and keep weeded.
I don't know what he's saying, James. Do you?
God created life. Woman creates life.
What?
Woman creates life.
No,
man
she doesn't.
Just eat.
Women don't create life. Oh, let me ask. How do women create life?
I don't know. That's the mystery that happens inside as the baby grows.
You know why you don't know? Because women do not create life. Women have nothing to do with creation of life. Only God create life. Women don't create life. The only thing women do is keep the baby in the oven until the baby is ready to come out of the oven. But women do not create life at all. Only God create life. Life comes from God.
I agree with that. And every time we see a rainbow, we're reminded of it. Every time it rains, we get washed clean.
Ross.
Oh, but
stop all that stuff. I don't know what you're talking about. But why do you say women create life?
Because they're the one that the magic happens inside of their body.
No, but they don't create life.
They take the seed and grow life.
No, they do nothing but the seed is put in them, and the life grows with the light of God. Women have nothing to do with that.
Well, it's the light of substance. Where do you take your light from?
From God.
Where do you take your light from? Do you use the sun for your light, or do you use the moon for your light? Because the moon is a reflection of the sun.
Well, what does that have to do with God, man?
It's got everything to do. All dreams are built out of the sky at night. You dream on a star, you make a dream. That's where your dream goes. If you don't get up in the morning and follow through with your dreams or in the sun, chances are you aren't going to keep up.
Are you part Indian?
Absolutely.
That's where you get all this stuff from?
No, gardener. I'm a gardener also.
I know,
but I grew up in the dirt.
Right, but I'm trying to understand. You got all the sand.
I'm telling you from a soil's perspective, growing from the seed forward. You have to get raised up first by water pumped out of the ground. Then you have to get lifted by the sun. If the sun and the water don't work together, you don't grow a seed.
But, Ross, I want you to know women do not create life. They have nothing to do with it.
Well, that's it only depends if they're being financed to do it. Then you're right. They're not.
Now, even if they're being financed to do it, life comes from God, and life is God.
And I agree with that.
And without God, there would be no life.
But he also gave us a chance to create here on earth as human beings.
No, he gave you the talent to plant a seed, and he caused the seed to grow. You have nothing to do with that.
I agree with you.
Oh, okay.
I agree with you. That's through the magic of the sun and the moon.
All right. Thank you, Ross. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. 888-77-JESSE. JESSE. I want to show you one quick thing, then I get right back to your calls here. This is out of Florida from NBC News. Florida's first black-owned brewery is now open for business. With its name coming from a symbol of segregation. Watch this. From NBC News.
Inside Green Bench Brewing Company in St. Petersburg, Florida, locals and tourists from all walks of life gather over a cold beer. Much like in the early 1900s, when thousands of green benches lined downtown, inviting people to sit and make a friend, unless you were black.
What did these benches mean to people here in the 1900s?
So in the early 1900s, the white community could absolutely sit on these, and what it meant was community. However, the African-American community, it was an unwritten rule, you could not sit on the green benches.
To this day, for some, the benches are a painful reminder of a segregationist past. But brewery co-owner Chris Johnson, who grew up in Memphis, sees something else.
You, as a biracial man, as a black man, chose to name your brewery after a once segregationist symbol. Why?
Growing up biracial in Memphis, Tennessee, meant listening to the black men in my life and women talk about what they had been through to get to where we are today. That Dr. King was assassinated in our city. That the Lorraine Motel looks exactly like it did the day that he died. And the purpose of that is so that we can remember what we've been through to get to where we are currently. I think it's more valuable to face it. I think it's more valuable to sit here. I think it's more valuable to have these conversations. And to let other people, or give other people rather, an opportunity to understand your experience and understand how you feel.
That doesn't even make sense to me either. Hey, these people be saying some stupid stuff. How sitting on a bench bring values? and then he made it based on what somebody else said up in Memphis, Tennessee. Is that right down from Derek's house?
Probably.
Derek from
not
Memphis.
To dox.
But
yes.
He originally from Memphis. That's right by his house, I think.
But this is in Florida.
I know, but
is Florida close
to
Tennessee?
From Memphis or something.
Oh, okay.
From Tennessee. But hey, I don't understand how that has anything to do with anything except a good floor. For a business, a slogan for a business to get attention.
Yeah, you
that's all that is.
You got a whole news report and a feature on the Jesse Lee Peterson show.
Yeah.
Terrible.
I'm telling you.
I talked in the chat, the snake pit, that I feel personally disrespected that those two blacks, well, that guy's barely black, but he's black enough, were blatantly sitting on that bench that they were formerly not allowed to sit on.
He should not be allowed to sit there, even now.
Yeah.
And then white people, you gonna when you sit there, you're gonna understand what the blacks have been going through when you wouldn't let them sit there before. What the?
That's crazy. What a mess.
What a mess.
Bringing mess into cold beer.
They won't let the idea of slavery go and so-called racism because it's good for business.
True.
That black woman talking about she was... She being ice every day. She black. She black. All that is good for business. That's all it is. It's an ego ploy for business.
Yeah.
To get what they want. What a sad way to live.
It definitely gets media attention, and it gets people talking because you're saying something controversial. Something
right.
Angry, and angry people respond.
This guy was biracial anyway.
Yeah. He looked like Bubba Wallace from NASCAR.
Oh,
like you can barely tell he's black.
I'm telling you. What a mess. It's like the people that wish a Mother Mary. It's all to get attention. They know that ain't true.
Yeah.
What a mess. Let me go to Rick out of Hampshire, Virginia.
You can barely tell he's black. What's going on, Jesse?
Rick, you are on the air.
Man, Jesse, what's going on, man? What you think, you know what, dang, well, it was on the tip of my tongue, they're just babbling that with me, I know
it
that time.
Was right on the tip of my tongue.
We was talking, I was going to ask you about, what you think about, President Trump, the oil thing, you think that going to be a good thing for the country?
Oh, I don't know, but I'm having a wait and see attitude about it, and I do
right.
Trust the president, and I know that everything he does always turn out well. So I'm waiting to see.
You know that's the truth too. Everything President Trump did, it been good. You know what I mean? It just turned out good, and even the media was trying to smear like it was a disaster.
Well, that's why they call him King, and they have King rallies honor him. because they know that whatever he does, whatever the king does, it always turns out well.
Yeah, I agree with that. That's a good statement there, Jesse. That's a good statement, man. Do you remember you just had on Pearl Davis?
Yes.
Yeah, she was on your show. I remember her debating Anna Kasparian from the Young Turks.
I don't know who I don't know who that is, and I didn't hear the debate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but I heard some of it. It's like she's a professional. See, I like how you debate, Jesse. When you debate, you don't go on there trying to have all these stats and stuff. That's how CNN does. They love stats. And then a lot of times, you know, Pearl didn't know, you know, she didn't know a lot of stats, but she was just speaking truth, what's going on with men and women, you know. And, you know, Anna Kasparian bringing all these stats and stuff, you know. And plus, she's like the Michael Jordan of debating anyway, you see.
Well, people love using stats because they know that they can deceive the people by changing the numbers and stats. And a lot of times they make up those numbers in the way that the people do with Donald Trump. They always try to give you an impression that everybody turned against Trump. 50% of people this, and then you find out later it was never true. So whenever you hear people use a lot of stats, sometimes you can mention them, but when they use a lot of stats, it's an attempt to deceive the people.
I know Roland Martin does that a lot, too. He'll use stats after stats.
Right.
You know,
wait, I
got to
go. I don't want you promoting all these people on my show.
Oh, no. I wasn't trying to promote them, but I'm sorry. I was just saying those people, they use stats a lot.
Yeah,
sway people over. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I ain't trying to promote them.
That's what stats are for. Unless you just use them one time, and they are true, but those numbers are to deceive the people.
You know, too, Jesse, can we use oil here? Cause I know the oil's gas price. I know y'all probably paying. How much y'all paying out there a gallon of gas?
What?
Over $6 a gallon.
You seen that somewhere?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I heard it on the news, and I see it everywhere. I drove around a little bit yesterday.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm. I know about my office. It was like $5.
Oh, nice.
Right down the street there?
Man.
Right on.
Yeah. And what do you think about that, Rick?
That's high. That's what I think about it. It's high.
I'm used to it.
Because our gas is about $3.70 over here in Hampton, VA.
I think in the blue states, they may be more because they're trying to hurt Trump.
You know what?
Temporary. It's only temporary, and the people need to calm down because before Trump, the Great White Hope, gas prices were already through the roof. They were already expensive.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. With Biden, they had nothing to say. Biden, when he was president, he had high interest rates on mortgages, food, energy, gas. Everything was high. The Ukraine war, he went in and fought that, and he didn't hear a peep out. Help the Ukrainians, you know.
Yeah, but the people here.
You didn't hear a peep out of them.
The people listen to the Democrats and the media. Oh, gas prices through the roof. It's a bad economy. And their reaction to that, when it was already that way. The gas price may have gone up a little bit, but it was already out of control under Biden.
That's right. That's right. That's what I don't get. You know, because we have a lot of liberals that work for the federal government. And, man, they're quick to say, see? Trump, gas going up. I said, it was already up. What was y'all? Either y'all didn't know. I truly believe the liberal media, but they don't say much about it.
Right, because they hate Trump. They hate Trump. They want Trump out.
Wow. And I guess, man, how you find the truth? There's so much stuff in the air, man. It's like you almost don't know what the truth is.
You find it within yourself. Look within. You'll find it there.
Yeah, that's one.
But you can't believe the world because the world is of evil, and they're not going to tell the truth. Rick, I got to run.
Yes, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Love you guys, man. Brothers and sisters, y'all have a wonderful day today.
Right on. You too, man. Thank you, Rick.
Yes, sir.
All right. 888-775-3773. Super chat.
And he bought a coffee as a half-breed, quote-unquote.
Half-breed.
Punchy. Everybody is disenfranchised, but baby Jessica's daddy. Pass me a tissue, please.
Tissue, please.
Crying or snotting.
Remember Oprah saying, tissue, please.
Yeah, I've heard the drop on your show, actually.
Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Jell Bell 71 bought a coffee. If someone loves their hell and they are living in it, won't they die, quote unquote, happy or exactly where they want to be? Jell Bell 71 question.
No, if you're living in hell, you're going to die miserably. And the thing about it, you don't have a way to get out. You're now stuck. People living in their hell right now, they're not happy at all. They are not happy. Misery is not happiness. Thank you, though. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Joe Bell. Anthony yeah. L., cool sunglasses, smiley. Half Black Tony, I know we can find
Thank
a way.
Thank you, Anthony L. I appreciate it.
And I know we can find a way, says Half Black Tony.
And you're absolutely right, Tony. Half Black Tony. Thank you.
Daja Kahl, hi from New Zealand.
Heard around the world by everybody and their mama if you're white, they mama if you're black.
Love your attitude, Jesse.
Thank you. Appreciate it. How come people say, where you at?
Black vernacular.
But why?
Forced onto the people since the 80s, 90s, 70s.
Where you at?
Mm-hmm.
Is where are you? And when you say, where are you, you don't need an at.
Right.
Or where, it's like, well, where I'm at this point in life.
Where I am.
Where I'm at.
Right. Say.
What the? White people, stop it.
Yes. Nick LaBoy says with a rumble rant, the way I see it with No Kings protest, these people are projecting how they view themselves because mommy told them they were a king or a princess growing up and spoiled them rotten, pure evil.
Good point. But they also love Donald Trump. They know that he is a king. He never said it in the same way that God, Christ never said he was God, but the people call him God. Amazing. Thank you.
Cloud Bops, if she's yapping, she's capping. Bops.
If she's crying, she's lying. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Eric H. on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Is it slang or laziness? Shorten words, shorten sentences, less effort to speak.
That's a good point. Good question. A little both, laziness, and then trying to be like other people. Don't want to be yourself. Not knowing that being yourself works way better than trying to be someone else. Amazing. Thank you.
Ybor City Fred, shout out to the Rumble chat.
Shout out. I appreciate it.
No diggity cowboy hat wearing smiley.
No diggity.
Nice.
Amazing.
Anthony you. L. Awesome nighttime cityscape.
Thank sticker. You. Amazing.
Coconut Meat. Been a member for 9 months on the J. Staley Peterson YouTube channel. youtube.com/@JLP talk/join. That music program would help, though, the inmate expressing themselves. We can either pull people together or push them apart. Dividing is what they do on their own.
Amazing. But that music is not going to bring people together. They'll be happy for a minute, but in their heart, they still hate each other. Amazing. Thank you. Only love, which is of God, can bring people together. Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Coconut Meat.
Yeah.
And he bought a copy. Believers, quote unquote, get so entrapped in patterns of religious and cultural traditions. Chains emoji. The beauty of the Father's presence is exchanged for ritualistic, robotic routines that puff up ego. Everyone competing for spiritual superiority, except for baby Jessica Daddy.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
And shout out to Games for Rec Kid Combo 1, taking care of business. And the rest of the D-Live crew.
Right on. Shout out. Thank y'all.
Yes. Shout out very much. And half black. Oh, no. And thank you, guys. I do believe that's all for now.
Amazing. Thank you. Wow. Where did the time go? Time won't give me time. But time make lovers feel that they got time. They ain't got nothing but time, but time won't give me time. I am out of time. I can't take any more calls or anything. The Hate Report is coming up now. After that, the American Anchor, baby. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. Men and women, travel this journey alone. Don't let anyone or anything take you off the straight and narrow path. Stay there, no matter what. Stay there. Do the silent prayer. Be still and know God. RebuildingTheMan.com/silent prayer. Tomorrow is Bible Thumper Thursday, if the Lord is willing. Take care, folks. Thank you for your support. Have a good one.
Joel Friday here. Look, stand up. Stand up, we got fighting to do. We gotta show them who boss. He put a Viking in you. He put that lightning in you. Igniting the truth. But you beg and blame and lie and hate and never wanna stand for the truth. So what you planning to do? You understand in the loop? You better go talk to your mama. Better stop all the drama. Better drop all the trauma. Boy, you better stand up and up. Put your hand up and hut. Cause if you don't, then we lose. And then we gotta hear the fake news. Whoa.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer. And I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it. And then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back. Because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at RebuildingTheMan.com/church.